Rockford Tone for Classic Rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It is Double T. It's time to find out what the Rock Park District has going on this week with Laura Gibbs Green. Laura, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. Loving this extended summer weather, right, which makes for prime opportunities to do a lot of the activities going on in the Park District. So we're going to take it.
Oh, yeah, you got to. You got to take advantage of it. We've been enjoying the concerts down at the Mississippi Music Show, which has been great. So I expect there's lots of other fun things going on, too.
Yeah, I know. We got one more concert in us for this weekend. So one more Saturday night out there at the show. So hope to see you all there. But a lot of things going on, too, in and around the music show, too. So Friday night, one of the coolest events. Even if you just drive by this event, it's worth it. So it's Glow in the Garden, which is just all along kind of the riverfront there at Nicholas Conservatory and Gardens, the campus area there. There's a 5K run, which is fantastic for the kids and adults and families. But then there's this floating release lantern that you can do. So you can buy a lantern, you could write a little message on it, and then you set it loose there in the lagoon. And it's just really kind of almost therapeutic in a way, too. Sometimes a lot of people do write special messages and set that message free. And it's kind of just a weight off your shoulders for some, and others, it's just a beautiful experience. And so it's one of the best things to see when you drive by Nicholas anytime tomorrow night. You're going to see what I'm talking about, where you see all these lanterns and things glowing, and just the campus just comes alive in a whole different way. So I highly recommend that. It's kicking off at 6 o'clock tomorrow. We want it to be a little darker, of course. And so it's just a great way for everybody to come out and celebrate the end of summer. A lot of free family activities from 6 to 9. And then we've got those lagoon lanterns you can buy for $5. And then there's a free run for the kids. So 7 o'clock, it's 100 meters, pretty short distance for the kids. I let Leo go last two years. And then I didn't realize I should have been down at the other end. And I was like, oh, gosh, I just let him go. And I can't keep up with him to run. So thankfully, we have nice, awesome volunteers down there wrangling the kids at the end of the run. Parent note to self, go down to the end and meet your kids.
It's a good idea. I never even thought about that. Yeah, there's no way you can keep up. You're like,
oh, my gosh, they go so fast. And you want that picture. I wanted the picture of him at the starting line, you know, because he's never really run a little race. So I'm like, I'm going to stand here and get the picture. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just set him free and I don't know where he went. Okay, all right. So there's that. Also, too, Atwood in the Outdoors has been doing a lot of great activities, too. And so to Saturday from 6 to 7, they're going to do a snake slice. You're into snakes. You're into reptiles. We've got a lot of snake-themed activities, kind of timely for the season that we're in, I think, a little bit, too. And our team just knows these animals so well. So we do actually have a snake that you can meet kind of on site, which is also part of the experience of Atwood, too. So we've got a lot of little reptiles that are out there. If you've never seen them, they are there. They are indoors. And so there's just a lot of things you can learn about the ecosystem, too. And again, this is just another, free activity that we're offering in the Rockford Park District. So 2 to 3 on Saturday, you could go see the birds being fed at once. It's like an afternoon of goriness.
Kids love that stuff, though, so it's perfect.
You see the birds. You see the birds eating all the mice and the animal, things like that. They're being fed. It's great and gory. And then you switch on over to snakes at 2 o'clock. I mean, this is just like the kids. Yeah, best afternoon for kids, right?
I love it.
So lots to see and do this weekend too. Inside, outside, whatever, you know, you kind of want to still do. We've got a lot of things going on and we're not stopping, you know, this is just us continuing on with activities and programming and ways to help you enjoy life no matter what season it is.
And you know, the best way to do that is to keep track on the website. What's the website people can find all the info on?
Yeah. RockfordParkDistrict.org.
Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Enjoy life. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It's Rockford Tone for Classic Rock, 96.7 The Eagle.